You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
I don't think you could respond if you didn't, but just wanted to double check. You are listening to Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping with me, your host, DJ Teddy.
And I'm Casey.
And my co-host.
Casey.
Who are you?
Still Casey.
Wonderful. I'm not like hearing through my headphones correctly, I guess. So just going to have to take your word for it that we're streaming. That cool?
That sounds great, Teddy.
Okay, thank you.
Glad you can trust me.
We're going to soundboard a little bit. Okay, so today we have a themed episode. Casey, you want to tell us what it is?
Teddy and I decided we're still really hungry, even though Marquee was pretty good today. So
Marquee was amazing today.
We are playing food theme songs.
We are. I'm not going to lie. She's like, we're actually really hungry. I'm like always hungry. Like,
yeah, it's not really that much of a surprise.
Yeah, constant snacker. Just love food. Love flavors, love the way it feels
Flavortown.
In my mouth. I love to go to Flavortown. Yeah, so this is an episode really devoted to one of my favorite things. Pretty sure I said this, but this is Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping. I want to reiterate that this is WJRH 104.9 FM. Just like so you can tune out if you heard that and you were like, oh no. So we're going to get started pretty soon. If you want to call in today, I'm still figuring out how to transfer calls through, but it's going to be 610-330-5316. Please talk to me. I'm just kind of lonely. I'm very tired. Thoughts? None?
610-330-5316.
We wanted to reiterate that because we know none of you are going to call. So.
We're going to make up an acronym for that so everyone can remember.
I know I bring this up constantly, but the only two times people have ever called in were about technical issues. So it would be nice if someone was like, Teddy, how's your day? Like,
I don't know.
How are you?
Teddy thinks she has a technical issue right now. So that's another chance to
call
in.
I'm not going to lie. In the middle of saying I had a technical issue, I realized what it was and fixed it. So we're good. Anyway, food, wonderful. We're going to start off with Starving by Haley Steinfeld. Go to Pork and Beans by Weezer. We'll see where the show takes us from there. Okay, enjoy.
You know just what to say. Things that scare me, I should just walk away. But I can't move my feet. The more that I know you, the more I want to. Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. Oh. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to me. Faster emotional earthquake. Bring on disaster. You hit me head on, got me weak in my knees. Yeah, something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. Yeah, yeah. So much younger yesterday.
Thank you.
once younger yesterday.
Everything lit, all the girls in free. Everybody inside sipping on a good time. You ain't got a risk, they can put it on me. When they wanna go, they know all my money sure. I don't ever get it one way, yeah. Spend it and I get it same day, but hey.
Hey, we're back. That loud sound was my foot, maybe? Casey's shoulder? Cool. Okay, you know I have to read a PSA, so don't complain. Not that I can hear you anyway. We're just going to do this one Mad Lib style. So I'm going to ask Casey for a part of speech.
Verb, adjective, noun.
Exactly, that's what part of speech is. God, she's great. And she's going to give me one. So let's start out with, right now, nearly what percent of U.S. students aren't finishing high school?
Not a verb.
Is this Jeopardy? Jeopardy?
1.2%. This is Jeopardy. What is 1.2%?
Yeah, let's just play Jeopardy. Ding, ding. Let's play Jeopardy version. We can do Mad Libs version later.
Okay.
In many places, it's even what than that?
In many places, it's even easier than that? I know the answer to
right now, nearly 1.2 U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even easier than that.
There we go.
You have, like, negative points. And fixing it is a blank that we all share.
Burden. What is a burden?
What is a responsibility?
I was close.
I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the blank blank students in your communities.
Young. Rich?
Yeah, the young rich students in your communities.
The ones that need the most help.
High school students. To support them, blank them, push them a little.
Okay, to support them? Am I going for the real answer?
Yeah.
Feed them.
No.
I know the
was answer. That you going
encourage
for the,
them.
No, it's challenge them. You think you I'm know sorry. The real answer and you don't. You're like, oh, I'm going to play dumb. I know all
this.
The answers. You don't.
All.
You know synonyms to the words, but.
That was close.
And
Teddy
do
had these memorized. This is not fair.
Whatever it takes to help them make it blank.
Make it big.
Through. You're joking, right?
Yes.
Do your part by going to blank and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation.
WJRH 104.9 FM.
Yeah, if you go to our radio website, it'll help kids graduate. Brilliant. A message from blank and blank. Come on, we talked
Teddy
about this one.
And Casey.
Yeah, that works. You know it was the ad council, though. You know I love the ad council.
What was that website again, Teddy?
It was boostup.org, Casey.
Boost up.
I didn't know that. I barely looked. Anyway, you probably got a lot out of that, but graduate, I guess. Okay, so those last three songs were Starving by Haley Steinfeld, Pork and Beans by Weezer, Cake by Flo Rida, and 99%. Next up, we're going to play No Coffee by Amber Kaufman.
Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something.
And Pink Salt Lake by James Vincent McMorrow. I want to say that there's some controversy. I know salt and coffee might not be considered foods, but call in and argue with me about it, okay? 610-330-5316. Is salt a food? Thoughts?
No.
Controversial.
Down from high above, I haven't been. say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between. She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
Wow, that song ended so quickly. It was there and then it was gone.
I wish it was gone the whole time.
I know you do. But like I like to say, and I say this often, I'm an artist of sound. I appreciate the alternative beats of James Vincent McMorrow, and that was James Vincent McMorrow singing Pink Salt Lake. Before that, we had Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something, and No Coffee by Amber Kaufman. Yeah. Yes.
Sounds good.
That was right, right?
But I feel like if that was a piece of art, it would just be like the blank square on canvas.
No, I was gonna say.
And they're like, this is awesome, and no one gets it.
But I appreciate
it. How many words were there in that song? Time is inevitable. How many times was that said?
Are you
that the whole time?
Hitting back really hard on air?
Nope.
Because I love that song, and I also appreciate modern art. So there might be a correlation, I'm not going to lie. But maybe I'm on a deeper artistic plane than everyone
else.
You
definitely are, Teddy.
I think I am.
She gets it. No one does.
That's the philosophy minor in me, guys.
Okay, everyone. We're doing Jeopardy, but it's Teddy's turn.
Yes. So get ready to get spooned.
Spooned.
Get spooned.
Sure. This is our food service announcement, and it's for the summer in particular.
Okay.
It's a summer food.
What about program. The winter food service programs?
You're on your own for the winter.
No. Oh,
okay. We don't have any advice for you.
Oh, good luck.
Okay. If your blank relies on blank or reduced price school lunches.
If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches.
That was Teddy Beamer for 20 points.
Thank you.
Blank can help blank them with free meals this summer.
Feeding America can help provide them with free meals this summer.
I just want everyone to know that this is my first time hearing this, and this is not Teddy's first time hearing this. She is 100% right now.
Yep.
Visit, ooh, here's a tough one, blank to find your blank, blank, blank for blank.
Is it feedingamerica.org to find your...
Backslash what?
Oh, backslash... No.
It's not winter meals.
Summer meals.
There we go.
To get your...
I gave you three blanks here.
Reduced price school lunches?
Local food bank. For help.
Take me off air.
Once again, that's blank.
Feedingamerica.org/summer meals.
Good. Together, we're blank America.
Feeding America.
This message is brought to you by who, Teddy?
AAC, Ad Council,
Feeding America. There we go.
Was that two
that
or
was
three?
Good. It was Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And the Ad Council.
I think you ended with 20 points.
I like to include the AAC. Yeah.
AAC. They're always there doing something.
They are, really. And so is the FCC. I know you're listening. I'm following your rules. Okay. Every so often, I would taunt them on air, like last year. I'd be like...
Did they ever respond?
I would be like, catch me cursing. Like, I'm not going to do it. Or like, I'd endorse things and be like, I'm not telling you to buy this. But just because I feel like it's really like... big brother rein of them to be listening, you know.
I don't think you have to worry about them listening. I don't know if you're important enough yet.
That's a fair point. That's why I like to taunt them. It's like calling into the abyss when you know no one's listening.
Okay.
Like
it's almost like you want to be important enough that they're listening, but
I want to curse and get fined for it instead of cursing and not getting fined for
I'll split the fine with you.
Okay, solid. So up next, we have American Pie by Don McLean.
And after that, we have Miss Potato Head. Is that the name?
That is the name. You're like That's my dad when he like reads like a song. He's like, what's the title of that song? Like, Miss Potato Head? American Pie? And what's the last one?
Raspberry Beret by Prince.
Raspberry Beret?
Yeah, it is.
I know. I said,
yeah, Dad.
I was agreeing with you, Dad. Okay, so we're starting with American Pie. Cool.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride.
but something touched me deep inside. The day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing. The day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass, the players tried for a forward pass, with the jester on the sidelines in a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
just come with a warranty. Will a pretty face make it better? Oh, Mr. Potato Head, tell me, how did you afford a surgery? Do you swear you'll stay forever, even if her face don't stay together? Stay forever, stay forever.
And we're back. That was a good song.
Yes, it was.
If my mom ever listens to this, she's gonna think that's a bop. She likes Prince a lot. So
we are going to play ad libs as promised at the beginning.
Yep.
So Teddy, you're gonna give me some nouns, adjectives, and verbs.
So whoa. First, what are those?
I need a noun.
What about pickle?
That sounds great, Teddy. I need a verb.
Spring.
Spring. Not the season.
Or you
everyone.
Sprung, or you're springing.
Spring.
Or you sprang.
I like spring.
You sprung.
You spronged. I spronged. Okay. I need a noun. I need
raincoat.
Four nouns. Okay, raincoat.
Otter.
That's a good one.
Washcloth.
Okay.
Baboon.
She's more creative than I am, folks. Okay. I need another noun. Right, I need five nouns.
I need four nouns plus one noun. Alphabet.
And I need a verb.
Metastasize.
Metastasized. Colin, if you know how to spell, metastasized.
That's true. Okay, no one called in on the salt debate. I'm so mad.
This is a PSA about separate, and it's about food poisoning, a real serious issue in America. Okay. Roughly 3,000 Americans.
The issue is separate.
It's called separate. It's titled separate.
Wait, what? Is it actually?
It's about food poisoning. I already explained to the
public. The public was listening.
It's titled separate. Yes, look it. Separate.
It. I can confirm. It's titled separate in quotes.
Okay. Mm. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from pickle poison. Pickle sprung this raincoat. But you can keep your otter safer by separating washcloth, baboon, and seafood from other alphabet. Check your metastasize your steps at foodsafety.gov.
Seamless. You got it, guys? You know how to keep your family safer?
That, of course.
Keep your food separate.
I feel like this was a bigger issue in the past for some reason.
I don't know. It does say 300,000.
3,000.
3,000 Americans. Roughly 3,000 Americans this year will get sick from food poisoning. And roughly 200 will die?
Nope. Just get. Oh, no. 3,000 will die.
3,000 will die?
Yeah. I don't know how many will get sick. It's going to be more than that.
We made light of a very serious issue.
In this country. We are really glad.
Public apology. If you're at the prison, please call in. 610-330-5316.
If you're not at the prison, you're welcome to call in too.
Don't call in if you're not.
Don't go to prison just to call
in.
Go
to prison and call in. Okay, also Casey wants to ask me some questions, so I'm going in the hot seat. I actually moved chairs for this. We have a literal hot seat.
Okay, Teddy. First of all, do you believe in ghosts? Why or why not?
Absolutely not.
Por qué?
Because I just think it's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous about it?
We're literally just organic matter. Like, we don't have souls. Like, that are gonna stick around. I am soulless, confirmed.
So what happens after we die? Soul's gone. No soul to begin with, actually.
No soul to begin with.
Okay.
No soul, no problem.
Question. What is your favorite color?
No shoot, no shirt, no souls, no problem. My favorite color? Probably green.
Green?
Mm-hmm.
Teddy, do you like mountain biking?
No, I have. It scares me a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not good on wheels, and like being at heights on wheels is even worse for me.
You're not good on wheels?
No, I'm not good on wheel things.
Do you have? Have you had a bike accident in the past?
Yes.
Have you had a skateboard accident in the past?
What no, other but wheels I've had a rollerblading accident.
Are you a good driver? I think that leads to the question. You are a good driver.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, most people think they are. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay, Teddy.
Is that it?
We didn't reveal any deep secrets about you, except that you have no soul, but I'm not sure that was a secret.
No, everyone knew that. I'm going to put you in the hot seat real quick. Mm. Heels
switch chairs.
Or sneakers?
Oh, one and one.
What?
One side a party, one side athletic. Okay. Yeah, that's going to the gym. Definitely sneakers.
Sound or smell?
Sound. Smells can get bad.
Sounds can be bad.
Sounds can. Sounds you can cover be very your ears. Bad.
You can also cover your nose. Permeate. I don't. Your reasonings for your choice.
I have a question. Is it snakes that can like smell on their tongue?
Yeah,
that's not humans. Yeah, right?
No.
I mean, isn't there some sense smell on your microphone. Tongue? I think this is true. I'm not just making this up.
Well, smell is like 80% taste or something. This isn't a science show, but that's like it's roughly that.
Just like roughly 3,000 Americans.
Roughly 300,000 Americans will die from food poisoning. There
we
go.
We did say roughly, so
misinformation.
Plus or minus a few zeros.
FCC, where are you at? Okay. Do you like manatees or dolphins?
I like manatees.
That's a good answer. Dolphins are fun. No, they're kind of weird. What do you know, they're like very, they're like hyper intelligent pack animals, and
I
they like
I thought it was disproved that they were really smart.
No, they perpetrate like ocean crimes. I'm not even joking.
Oh my goodness.
They're like the ocean, the criminals of the ocean.
If you're a dolphin in jail in the ocean, call in.
If you're in ocean jail for committing crimes against sea life, call our show. Okay, one more. Would you go for like a sorbet? A gelato or an ice cream?
What's a sherbet?
A sherbet?
Oh, it's like, that's something that I've always called a sorbet. I've always thought they were the same.
Okay, let's look at the difference real quick.
So
I'm pretty sure one is made with milk and one is exclusively juice. Oh, yes.
A sherbet? Is that a correct pronunciation?
It is, because a lot of people throw an R in there and they say sherbet, but it's actually sherbet.
It's like Herbert.
Okay. Sherbet contains milk or another fat, so it's more like ice cream, whereas a sorbet is like normally fruit-based, but it could be like any ingredient.
Oh, I would go for sorbet. Definitely.
Okay.
I don't know what gelato is.
Gelato is like...
Isn't that really rich?
We should have gone over like a briefing of frozen desserts before we started this episode, but yeah, it's like Italian ice cream.
Yeah, I'm sticking with sorbet. I like my fruits.
I'm literally just saying wrong and provocative things to get people to call in. I know I just called gelato like Italian ice cream, and like some like mother of four who's like on her lunch break is gonna like call in and like ask to speak to the manager about that. But
your first call will be an angry mother of four
about gelato. Yeah. thank you so much for the note on the pronunciation of sherbet. It's a huge pet peeve of mine, and I've argued with many stubborn people about it. Thanks, Jordan Brooke. I'm still on sherbet sorbet forums. Okay, we'll play a few more songs. We'll see where this gets us. Any other questions for me?
No other questions for you, Teddy.
I'd like to rest. I'll rest my case.
We'd like to thank our listeners. Prematurely thank our listeners. We're doing this again at the end of our show.
We are, yeah. We just wanted to thank you for
listening to our food songs.
For staying up with us, yeah. It's cool. Okay, we're going to play Fruit by Marina and the Diamonds.
Staying up.
Raspberry late. By, yeah.
This is my nap time.
This is also my nap time. So for me, like, it is like I'm staying up. I'm going to sleep on air one day. Raspberry by Group Love, and then Horchata by Vampire Weekend if we get to it.
Fruit is spelled with two O's, just to clarify.
Mm-hmm. She's cynical of some of the spellings or song titles, but she's been receptive. I'm not gonna lie.
I like it with two O's.
She likes it with two O's. She liked Mrs. Potato Head, and she thought she wouldn't. So
it makes you want to go ooh more.
Fruit, and in the song she goes fruit.
Okay,
so
let's listen.
There's
everyone.
There's a purpose.
Same my first time at the rodeo. bumping clothing, shepherd's delight. Sweet like honey, suckle late at night. Leave it too long, I'll go rot like an apple you forgot. Birds and worms will come for me, the cycle of life is complete.
Flower, I'm your bloody rose. Pick my petals off.
And we're back once again. Turns out we actually do have a show after us, so we were being kind of lazy with the time, but we're going to wrap it up. Looks like a great show coming up next. He didn't tell me that much about it, but...
He looks
probably,
nice.
Probably looks like a nice guy, yeah. So stay tuned. Any thoughts?
No thoughts, but why are you always hungry, Teddy?
We never got that answer, did we? I don't know. I'll go eat some cheese. I was going to ask you guys for recommendations about my celebrity doppelganger, but...
You have no idea what she looks like.
So based on my voice, construct me and then imagine what my celebrity doppelganger
would
be.
That'll be a fun game, actually.
Yeah, so clearly call that in. You know the number right now. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Stay tuned for the next guy's show. We'll catch you next week. You've been a wonderful, hungry crowd.
Thank you all.
Wonderful. See you guys next week. Yeah, I'll see you next week.